This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. There are cars and small trucks traveling on the frozen Kuskokwim River around Bethel, but don't call it an ice road yet around Mark Leary.
There is no ice road right now. We don't call it an ice road until it's marked and plowed if needed, and that there's responsible entities for keeping it maintained. Right now, it's just a truck trail.
Leary is a Bethel Search and Rescue member and Director of Operations for the Village of Napaimu, which has maintained the ice road in recent years and will do so again this year. But the ice isn't thick enough to support plowing equipment yet. Leary says the truck trail goes from Bethel downriver to Oscarville, Napakiak, and Napuskiak.
And I think a handful of guys have traveled from the Tundra villages by truck, just a few. No truck trail above Bethel. There's significantly more snow, and the ice is significantly thinner under that snow.
He adds that there are risks traveling on a truck trail that's mostly unmarked.
It's not clearly defined, and people are getting confused once in a while, and they're driving over ice that hasn't been checked. And despite the cold weather, there is thin ice out there. If you go where the snow hasn't been disturbed, the ice is significantly thinner.
Still, Leary is encouraged about how the river is freezing this year.
We're way ahead of where we've been in recent years. It froze, you know, more like what we used to consider normal, late October. The downside was it snowed too early, and that has slowed it down. You know, if we had no snow right now, after all this cold weather, you could drive anything on the river.
Tune into KYUK today at 1 o'clock for a trail and travel safety call-in show featuring Mark Leary and other Bethel Search and Rescue members. Call in with your questions and observations about trail conditions. The show will be broadcast in both Yukton and English. That's today at 1 o'clock on KYUK. Next, in subsistence, there will be a hunting opportunity for moose hunters near Quinnahock in December. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced an emergency opening in a portion of Unit 18 south of the Eek River drainage and north of and including the Carter Bay drainage. The hunt will open December 1st and end December 15th. The bag limit for the winter season is one antlered bull. Hunters that already harvested a moose this fall are not eligible to participate. You can get a permit online or at the Fish and Game offices in Quinnahock or Bethel. Next, in voting. You can soon register to vote in Yupik. The Election Assistance Commission announced on Monday it is translating the National Mail Voter Registration Form into the Yupik language. It will be one of the first three Native American or Alaska Native languages that the voter registration form will be translated into, along with Navajo and Apache. Samantha Mack from the Alaska Division of Elections was quoted in a press release saying, quote, "Alaska Native people deserve equitable access to all parts of the electoral process, and translating important forms and content into our indigenous languages is an important step in that direction." Next, in health. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta has seen the worst outbreak of COVID in the nation over the entire course of the pandemic, according to the New York Times. Regional cases remain some of the highest in the nation. KYUK's Alyssa Laughlin has the numbers.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 248 new COVID-19 cases in the region over the past week. YKHC also reported two new hospitalizations in region during this one-week period. Five more cases were reported this week than last week. However, the test positivity rate increased by 2%, suggesting that more COVID-19 cases are going undocumented because COVID-positive individuals are not getting tested. During the YKHC COVID call-in show last Wednesday, YKHC Director of Public Health Brian Lefferts explained why that is.
Because there's a couple different ways that you could lower cases. You could actually have less COVID, or you could just stop testing. And we know that when the positivity rate's above, say, 5%, that we're just not testing enough people.
Currently, the YK Delta's COVID case rate is four times higher than the national case rate and two times higher than the state's. According to the New York Times, the Bethel census area is currently experiencing the fourth highest rate of new COVID-19 cases in the country. Last week, the State Department of Health and Social Services announced about 2,300 new COVID-19 cases statewide. During that time, the YK Delta made up 11% of the state's new cases. For comparison, the YK Delta makes up less than 4% of the state's total population. Over the past week, in alphabetical order by community, YKHC announced one case in Akiachuk, 3 in Alaknuk, 1 in Akiak, 10 in Atmartluk, 48 in Bethel, 1 in Shefornik, 5 in Chivak, 22 in Eek, 3 in Holy Cross, 8 in Hooper Bay, 3 in Kasugluk, 5 in Kipnuk, 1 in Kungiganak, 1 in Kwithluk, 1 in Quigilingok, 1 in Marshall, 1 in Mountain Village, 5 in Abuskiak, 1 in Newtok, 18 in Unapachuk, 5 in Pilot Station, 1 in Quinahawk, 1 in Scammon Bay, 44 in Tuksuk Bay, 1 in Tuluksak, 1 in Tuntutuliak, 17 in Tanunuk, and 4 in unnamed YK Delta villages. Across the YK Delta, 67% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated against the virus, according to state data. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
And finally, the federal government announced a $12 million grant last week to Tuksuk Bay to finish building an extensive trail system on Nelson Island. The grant would pay to stretch the trail to Muktavik, the new site for the village of Newtok. But Newtok hasn't decided yet if it would want such a trail. The Nelson Island trail system will span over 50 miles when all is said and done. It aims to connect all four villages on the island: Tanunuk, Tuksuk Bay, Nightmute, and the recently added Muksavik. It also connects those communities to Umkomut, a traditional fishing location. The trail is built with a plasticky material called geocell, which will allow four-wheelers to travel while causing less damage to the tundra. Tuksuk Bay has been taking the lead on the project. The tribe's transportation manager, Harry Tulik, said the trails will provide the residents of Nelson Island better access to a variety of subsistence locations. It will also allow people in Tanunuk, Nightmute, and Muktavik to more easily access the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's sub-regional clinic in Tuksuk Bay. But the full trail system is not done yet. Tulik said the tribe is still working on connecting Tuksuk Bay to Nightmute. He expects to finish that portion next summer. And connecting Muktavik to the trail system is still several years away. Tulik said that section of the trail needs to be designed and go through environmental regulation processes. He said he expects construction to begin in 2023 and finish in 2025. But the trail may never reach Muktavik fully. That's because the Newtok Village Council hasn't signed off on the project. Newtok Tribal Administrator Philip Carl says the council hasn't been able to meet in months due to COVID-19. If Newtok decides it doesn't want the trail, Tuksuk Bay would still build most of the trail towards Muktavik, stopping a mile or two short of the village. That's where the Tuksuk Bay Corporation's land borders the Newtok Corporation's land. Carl said the Newtok Village Council is planning to meet in December to vote on the project. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Kuyana, for listening to KYUK News. Please email us your news tips, questions, and feedback at news@kyuk.org or message KYUK on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.